Shalom, this is Nade Batel El Leon, and I hope you are having a good time today. Let us pray. Oh, Father, we come before you today. We thank you for everything. We thank you for giving us today. We exalt thee. We give you praise. We worship you. We adore your holy name. We thank you because beside you there is no other God. We give you all the praise. We worship you. We are thanking you for today that you have been in our midst. You've watched over us. You've given us food to eat. You've protected us. You've shielded us from a lot of things. And right now we pray for the people around the world. There are people who are in war-torn areas who cannot sleep or have a peace of mind because of every moment there is a killing or destruction or devastation. There are people suffering from natural disasters like earthquakes, like floods with mudslides and all kinds of things. There are people with hurricanes. There are people with tornadoes. All manner of people. There are people who have snow-covered areas and they're having blizzards. Father, we pray that you have mercy on us. And help them and send your word, send your angelic help to help them in different and difficult situations and bring them out with great might and power. In Yeshua's mighty name, amen. Now, I just found out today that one of the greatest things the enemy fears the most is the words in the scripture when it says, and it came to pass. And it came to pass. The enemy hates it so much because he wants to destroy everything God has laid out for us, you see. He wants to destroy our foundations. He wants to move things in ways that will make people question who God is, will make people mistrust him and all of that. But one thing that you have to remember is that Yeshua has already done all of this for us. He paid everything on the cross for us. And he prayed and he said to Simon Peter, Simon Peter, he said to him, the enemy, Satan has wanted to sift you as wheat, you see, but I've prayed for you. I've prayed for you that your faith may endure, may stand. See, he didn't pray for us to be out of the hands of the enemy. He didn't pray for us to be out of the world, but he prayed for our faith to endure. Our faith is the only thing that is between us and the enemy. Our faith is the only thing that will make the enemy win or lose. And so today, I'm telling you, if you are losing hope and if you are losing faith, I'm telling you, don't, because Yeshua has already prayed for you, for your faith to hold. Your faith shall hold. Your faith shall hold. Now, what is faith? According to Hebrews 11:1, faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not yet seen. So today, whatever you are going through, I'm telling you, hold on, because your faith is being tested and tried right now. And don't give up. Lift up your faith of shield, lift it up high. And stand and call the enemy's bluff and watch him flee. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't cower in. Don't let the enemy think that you are just a loser. You are not. You are wonderfully and fearfully made. Once you put your mind to something, it will take heaven and earth to make you lose that. But you cannot lose that. You will not lose that. I am praying with you. I'm sending you the word of God right now, wherever you are. And I'm releasing the Holy Spirit to you. And I'm saying, stand in Yeshua's mighty name. Because according to the book of Ephesians 6, verse 14, it says, when you've done all, you stand. When you've done all, you stand. Okay, so stand in Yeshua's mighty name. I love you, Dodi. This is Nade Batel El Leon. My email is nadeni1@gmail.com. My cash app is VNKOTEY. Shalom.